This is fifth module, fifth step, day four. I must have been in the Cleveland Browns 50 times, and the same man picked me up 50 times as director of security. I'd pull up. Black Suburban would come, sweep me away, take me to the complex. So one day I talked to the director of security the day before and tell him I'm coming. He said, I'll pick you up. He's not there. He's nowhere to be found. So I get a cab, I go over to the facility. And I walk in to the coach. I say, Coach, where's my guy? He says he's going to pick me up. He didn't pick me up. Where is he? He said, well, his little girl came to his room last night in the middle of the night. I cut him off. I said, my little girl comes into my room all the time. It's driving me nuts. He picked back up. He said, his little girl didn't feel well. He thought she had the flu. He gave her NyQuil, but she didn't have the flu. He didn't know it. She had diabetes. She passed last night. I'm sorry you had to wait. He didn't come in today. Now stick with me for a second here. My little girl comes into my room all the time still. Comes into my room a few nights ago, wakes me up in the middle of the night. Says, Daddy, my ankles are growing. Doesn't drive me crazy anymore. Now it doesn't faze me. Now let's look at this. I said to myself, should. My little girl should stay in her room. My little girl shouldn't be coming in my room. That's what I used to say. Do you understand that it's not events that cause upset? It's not events that cause the clutter. It's what we tell ourselves about the event. My little girl shouldn't be coming in my room. My little girl should be in her room. Now watch this next thing I tell myself. This is awful. If I say that, how am I going to feel? Here's the bigger point. It's not even the fact. It's a truth I made up in my mind, but it's not a fact. Healthy people align the truth they have in their mind with facts. So let's change that. I said to myself, my little girl shouldn't be coming in my room. Watch what I say now. I still have my little baby girl. Come on. This is awful. No, it's not awful. Literally talk to yourself like you're two people. I said to myself, this isn't awful. A little tired tomorrow, but let's not call it awful. What I'm doing with I said to myself is I'm listening for my shoulds. Now, let's go over one should. We've already hit the one of other people should be what I think they should be. And we counter that with align expectations with reality. I had a woman who came to me for counseling about her husband who was not a talker. He was a very quiet man. They were married for 17 years and this finally started to bug her. And I said, well, how can I help you? She goes, George, he doesn't speak to me. I said, when did he start this? She goes, he's never really spoken to me. Ever? No. When you're courting, never. When you're first married, no, he's quiet. But now it bothers you. Yeah, I can't take it anymore. I go, look, on a scale of 1 to 10. 10's a great communicator. 10 is, you know, Ronald Reagan. Knows how to talk. 0's not that at all. What's George? She said a 4. I said, has he ever shined? Has he ever been like an 8? No, he's been steady. George is a 4. Always been a 4. I said, is that worth leaving him over? No, I just wish I knew how to get him to be a 5. I said, me too. I said to myself, George should be an 8. You need to come back and say, this is George being George. Align your expectations with reality. George is a 4. She comes back the next week. She's got a smile on her face. I go, how are you doing? She goes, good, I feel a lot better. Well, tell me what's happening. She said, I look at George now and I see a big number 4. Just makes me feel better. If you know how to bump somebody up on the 1 to 10 scale in any area, bump them up. If not, align expectations with reality, because your shooting about them is doing nothing more than creating mental clutter.